At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Now, stop humming, it's everything to change.
The change
that walk to make you open your brain.
Open your brain.
Eric Vanek is here, so remember the name.
Remember the name.
Hey, hey. He got the waiver wire for the week. Tell you who to start and who to give a seat. Dropping the podcast every week. You know the knowledge is elite. After the show, we gon' hold a Lombardi. Celebrating like we throwing a party. This the blueprint, and I know they gon' copy. Stop humming, intros always go. Cause this is America's game.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back into America's Game, episode number 62. I am your host, Eric Vanek. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Vanek NFL. Follow the show at America's Game Pod and also at South Harmon FF on YouTube and Twitter as well. Follow us there for all our shows. But this week, I am joined special guest host, Fizz. Fizz, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, EV, man? How you feeling? I'm glad to be here, you know, always, bro. Love it.
We're glad you're here today, Fizz.
That's for sure, man. Look, I'll listen to that America's Game, man. You got to start playing it on Sundays. I put that waiver wire for the week, starting sit and all that good stuff, man. So, got to start playing that on Sunday mornings, man.
Yeah, I can. Definitely, I can switch it up. Yeah, no, everything's going good. We had a couple more injuries again this week.
Yeah,
biggest one. Yeah, they still haven't really said if Rashee Rice has an ACL yet or not. It's kind of weird. We still don't have any confirmation on it.
Me personally, I think they know it's an ACL. I think they're trying to figure out what else it is. Like, could it be something else, like MCL and all this,
right,
all these other CLs that, you know, that live in our legs, but. I think they know it's the ACL for sure, from what I'm hearing and reading. And,
yeah,
you know, we got a lot of Twitter doctors in the world, but I think they're just trying to figure out all the underlying stuff before they just come out with it all.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a fluke play. You know, Mahomes just goes for the tackle and just dove right into his knee. Kind of sucks. But
yeah. Yeah, Mahomes got to get him a car or something after that, man. You know, you're going to take my legs out, make sure I can drive fast the next day or something, man. Damn.
Yeah, we don't want him driving fast anymore.
Oh no, that's right. Damn. You're right. My bad, man. Don't listen to this, Rice. Please, bro. If you at home, sit on the couch. Don't listen to that beginning part of this episode.
He's a buyman, like a 1980s old beat up piece of shit car. Get him a
mobile scooter to move around the house with or something. Man.
Yeah, something. Yeah, we still got this McCaffrey stuff that's lingering. Sounds like he won't be back till like week 9. You still got a couple guys coming back here. So Chubb's practicing. I don't think he's playing this week, but he's starting to practice. Clyde Edwards-Helaire will be back for the Pacheco guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christian Watson. I don't know if you saw that one. Like, they're saying, oh, it's only a minor ankle injury. That dude got bent in half.
I heard that. I didn't see that injury, but I read it like literally soon as it happened. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like a reoccurring thing. Every year he misses 6-7 games, right? So
yeah, I'm shocked that he's not out for a month. They're not keeping him on IR. Jonathan Taylor, who knows what's up with him? Sounds like an ankle sprain for him, too.
A Rich.
Yeah, Anthony Richardson. So, yeah, I mean, we had some injuries this week, unfortunately. Seems like Rice right now is the only one that's season-ending, probably. Yeah. But all the other guys are going to be missing some time, so they're going to be hurting us. We'll start with Rashee Rice. Kind of, what are your – I mean, we've seen what he's done this year. He's pretty much the number one wide receiver there for the Chiefs.
Definitely.
I would assume next season he probably starts with a suspension, 4 games or whatever it is, too. Because his case is going to be heard in December or January, whatever it is.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about trading for him? Are you wanting to trade for him? Are you okay missing the rest of this year plus, you know, maybe 4 to 8 games next year too? And then he's got to recover from this ACL. Good thing it's obviously October 1st. He hasn't had a surgery yet or anything, so he should be back for training camp and all that. But what are your thoughts on him?
Well, with the, because Maddie brought that up this morning, man, with the suspension looming on top of his injury, it's a chance he might not even make it until week 6 or 7 or 8 of next year. So it's funny that he's the first player, because I actually have an inbox question trade right now waiting. And I talked to somebody and I asked him, I said, what's up with Rice? I got Ladd that's working around, because he tried to get Ladd from me before. And I said, I got Ladd, you know, he's available, let's work around that. And he just hit me back and said, Rashee Rice for a 25 first or Ladd in a late second for Rice. But I don't have any seconds. And right now I'm the number one team with the most points. So it's probably going to be like pick 1, 11, 12-ish kind of. Not sure if I really want to give up my first currently right now, because it's October. You know what I'm saying? Like I know Rice isn't going to move, or well, my pick value isn't going to move. It's going to get higher. But Rice is only going to get lower with the injury updates and suspension. Mm-hmm. For me to pay a first right now, today, I don't really have to. Like, nobody else is probably going to give him a first for Rice. So,
no. I agree with you. I'm not paying a first for an injured guy. If I'm paying a first right now, it's for somebody who's scoring points in my lineup.
Exactly. Especially because of the – like I said, the roster that I have, if let's just say I lose 3 players this week, I might need that first to buy a player from a losing team to get back on top. So
right.
I'm definitely not giving them no first. But the Ladd thing, I definitely consider. The only problem is I don't have a second to offer him. So
right.
It's like, oh, well, I guess kind of continue with that negotiation. But as far as the value outside of my current situation, hey, I'm a buyer, man, of guys that somehow get hurt and, you know, are young and youthful. Like Christian McCaffrey, I thought was a buy until it just keeps getting worse and worse. And now me knowing his age, I'm definitely kind of slowing down on trying to buy. But right. Rice, man, he's only in his second year. He's clearly the 101 on this team right now. And far as offense production goes from Pat Mahomes. So you got plenty of years to come with production from him. So I would love to buy it just at a reasonable price right now. And I think anything that you get for now, is you're going to double your money once he gets back fully healthy and not suspended and all that in 2025. So it's kind of tough, man, for me to know exactly what to offer or what to ask for. It's because it all depends on what you have. Like I said, I'm not giving up my first. I wouldn't have mind Ladd. I would honestly do Ladd straight up, to be honest with you, E. I felt like Ladd isn't going to be so consistent each week. We know they're a run first team. So the chances of me needing Ladd to fill in my win now team that I already have anyway, like Ladd is barely cracking my lineup as it is. So for me to move a guy that's hitting the flex spot, I don't mind doing that for Rice right now. So that's kind of like the range I'm in currently with Rashee Rice.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that. I'd be fine doing Ladd and like a draft pick to do it. I don't know if I'd do a second. Like,
well, I guess because I'm the, like I said, like the 101 right now. Right. So I guess he figured my pick was going to be like pick 212, almost a third in a sense. So that's, but I don't have any seconds. I may move. So Ladd in a plus, though, I don't mind it. I just don't have the second to offer. So, but I feel like that, like Ladd is a good starting point for me with Rice. And that's why I asked him yesterday, like, I got Ladd, what you think, you know?
Right. Well, what do you feel Rice's value is straight up right now?
Straight up.
Like, do you think he's worth trading a first for right now? If you know, if he's injured, and
I believe maybe, but just not right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's too early. Like, it just happened yesterday. And honestly, like, if you made that trade today, right, and let's just say it is an ACL, and then we hear it's a PCL, MCL, and all this, the more letters they add to this, the worse it's going to sound. So
right.
If you just hear ACL, you might say, oh, man, it's an ACL. They always come back from them. But then you start hearing all these extra letters and alphabet soups and all that, man. You like, dang, all right, maybe it's a little worse than I think, you know? So me as a buyer, I'm gonna wait until the full slate comes out, because it's pretty much sound like he's done for the year anyway. So it's not like the price might change and rise tomorrow. Like, it's never gonna rise. It should get lower and lower as time goes. So you might catch those people that have Rice that want to make the playoffs. Oh man, I got Rice, he ain't helping me right now. Now you don't mind, you only have to give up that first. You can give up a player or something, you know, lower value, because these people will need to get in the playoffs. So buying them now is, I'm definitely not giving up a first, you know, the day after it happened. That right. First will have to come in December, when I know, you know, I need to, you know, just make a move or whatever the case may be. And I want to catch you before the news changed. But wait for those news breaks to come out on him, and definitely wait for those other letters in the alphabet to come behind that ACL, you know? So
right.
That's how I would do that one for him.
Okay. Yeah, I have a hard time paying a first right now for him. Just basically same thing you said. I don't have all the information in front of me, and I'm not buying, using my first to buy a guy that's just out for the year. So, and on top of it,
especially
the
suspension, in week four, bro. So tough
right.
To do that, man.
And if anything, you'd have to be like a guaranteed like 111, 112 if I'm going to do it. Like, I'm not giving you, if I'm like 2-2, I'm not giving you my possible, like 105 or something. I think honestly right now his value is to trade for is like a second and probably a player back.
Yeah.
Not anybody like significant. I'm not like giving you a second and Brian Thomas Jr. or something.
Oh, no.
I think a second and Ladd, I think that's fair. That's probably like the top of the market of what I would think would be fair. So that one's not bad. But it's probably what I'm looking to do with it. And if I'm acquiring him, I want to be the shitty team right now. I want to be 0-4 or 1-3.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could afford it as a playoff team, sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that we talking about Rice, because I'm telling you, bro, I don't know what it was, but as soon as I saw the hit, I hit up every Rice owner that I knew. Like, I just hit all of them. I said, man, it ain't looking good, man. Rice look cooked. So I actually sent the offer out, and it was in another league that I'm the bottom feeder team. I don't want to win nothing. And I sent Christian Kirk, Ray Ray McLeod, and I think a third rounder. And I said, hey, this is my offer right now. Let me know what you think, because I know Kirk had a solid game. And he hit me back and was like, oh, man, don't tell me it looks that bad. I guess the guy didn't see the game. And I said, yeah, it ain't looking good, man. So he said, all right, I'm going to get back to you soon. So he didn't say no. So, you know, if I would have saw Kirk, I would have been like, no. But he didn't say no. He said, I'm going to get back to you. So hopefully Ray Ray and Kirk in the third can give me that, you know. So I don't mind.
Yeah. I don't know if that gets it done. I would think maybe a Kirk and a second could get it done.
Oh, I mean, well, that was just my starting price.
Yeah, you're starting right.
And I'm a losing team anyway, so I don't want to give up the second. So if I can,
right,
you know, navigate my way and talk some good words and get my way into the building, I'm gonna do it. So
yeah,
but Kirk definitely is one of the guys. Like I said, I just want to bring up as a throwaway piece that I'm no longer interested in. And if you feel interesting and you think maybe the ties can turn, hey, come on, man, you know, let's talk.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a couple of those guys that I'm kind of done with, and we'll get to some of those players here later on. What about McCaffrey? Like, the news of, okay, maybe he comes back mid season. Mm-hmm. I know you said you're not really wanting to, pick up too much more of him. Have you gotten some trades done for him recently, and what were they if you did?
Well, I haven't gotten any done, but literally I want to say 2 weeks after the news I tried. Now, once the extra news came out with both legs, I just said, nah, I think I'm gonna just wait this one out. And
yeah,
it's not necessarily that I don't like to play or trust whatever can happen. It's just I don't know what, like, if you, so if you had to sell them to me, I don't know how I can buy them from you. Like, you would have to say, look, bro, I don't want that much. Give me this, and you can have them. Then cool. Cause me, I'm gonna come at you with an offer so low that you might just say, man, it's not even worth it. You know what I'm saying? So I think it'd be harder for me to buy because I'm a low ball it to the point where I'm gonna make you feel like Christian is worth nothing. And it feel kind of disrespectful to send you something crazy, but that's just where my mind is with the current news. So I don't know if I want to buy because I don't want you to feel like, man, get this dude out of my messages, man. He playing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just really don't
know. I had one of those this morning.
For real?
Yeah. I'll be blunt and honest. I'm not the guy to fuck around with in trades. Like, if you're going to try and get seven guys for me and and for one and try and just get over on me, like, I'm not the guy to do that with. I will block your ass and never talk to you again. Like,
that's what I don't want.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Right, that's why I said I would rather leave him alone, bro. I don't want you to block me, so I'm gonna leave you alone.
Right, so I'm one of those guys, like, I don't have time to play games. Like, I want to make a deal. I want to make something fair. Like, I get it. Like, not every single offer is going to be fair, but there should be a middle ground in there somewhere. But, like, just banging your head against the fucking wall. And people wonder why I hate trading and I hate fucking people.
Yeah, man. I get it. Trust me, man. But one thing I have learned, though, E, I've learned that sometimes you could turn – you can reverse it on them. Like, I've won trades where they sent me some garbage and I played their little game and then I convinced them that it should go this way. And I ended up winning the deal when they came trying to get over on me. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I got the time. I know you don't have the time. I got the time, man. We can play all day. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm in way too many leagues. I got too many things going on and trying to keep up with it. I mean, one of my other things too is, like, I'm like, oh man, this is the perfect time to trade. And then I, like, don't have the time to make the trades, like, sit there and literally go through and make offers in every single one of these leagues. Mm-hmm. That is one of the hard parts about portfolio trading and, you know, not being able to, like, just focus on one team. I'm trying to focus on 35, 40 teams, and it's really hard to do at times. Yeah, that's definitely one of my downfalls. But that's probably why another reason why I hate trading with people, because it's, you know, I'm trying to get trades done, but you're banging your head against the wall because they're being a pain in the ass about things. So,
and it's not like you got 40 leagues with all the same people. So you got different people, different minds, different scenarios. So I'm with you.
Yeah. But back to CMC. What do you think his price is if you were trying to acquire him? Because he is supposedly supposed to come back at some point this year. Do you think he's still worth a random first?
No, I'm not. Well, the eye to behold the E. I'll say this. Right. If you want a first, you got one. You should have Jordan Mason on your team if you offering the first. If you don't have Jordan Mason, I don't want it because I'm going to trust the best ball side of me to say, even if Christian comes back, he might not be fully healthy till, let's say, December. So at least Mason is carrying me until he started clicking. And who's to say they don't have a 1-2 tantrum doing for the rest of the year just to help Christian kind of hold off to the playoffs. So if I'm giving a first, I got to be the Jordan Mason manager because I don't want Jordan Mason to be the guy to get all the touchdowns and Christian got 18 carries for 67 yards. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only way I will pay a first. But me, I'm not in the business of giving a first right now for CMC. So I would say a second and a plus, like a second and a let's just say like a Tajay Spears or, you know, a guy that can fill in for running back but has potential, like a Tony Pollard. Mm-hmm. Let's just say Tony Pollard. If you got a Tony Pollard and a second for CMC, I will offer that. I'm not saying I would accept it, but I will offer it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. This is hard for me to give up a first right now, especially when I just heard the other day that his other leg is bad. So
right. No, that makes sense.
If it's a first, he got to be back. Like, all right, Christian McCaffrey is warming back up, and then I'm going to send the first. Because, again, I still think they're going to start him off slow. So it might take 3 or 4 games before he's fully CMC. So, yeah, I would send the first when I know he goes out there that one game and got 8 carries for 30 yards. And I'm like, see, he ain't even back all the way. He'd take the first. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah.
So, yeah, just popped open, keep trade cut. There's old Jaden Daniels, number 2 quarterback.
That's the guy. That's the man.
Everybody wants him.
That's the man right there.
Yeah.
Everybody wants you till they don't, right?
I mean, Fizz, you should get some tickets for Sunday, man. Washington and Cleveland.
Hey, so look, the next week, I don't know if it's the next week or week 7, but they here in Baltimore, man. The Baltimore play there.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to go to that. I don't know if I'm going to go to the game because I've been looking up tickets, bro. Man, listen, I think the hype is real because I said, damn, what's going on here? So
that's every sporting event.
I know. It is. You're 100% right. But I think to see my dog, Lamar Jackson, and Jaden Daniels, because, you know, we only play that division once every 4 years. So it's not like it's going to happen every year. So for them to be right up the beltway and I'm 30 minutes away, I don't think I can not at least go to the parking lot, bro. Like, I need to be I need to be smelling the Baltimore crab legs or something, man. So I think I'm gonna head up to the Baltimore Harbor, man, and have me a good time on that week. Is even next week or week 7? I'm gonna look it
I think up, it's the week after the Browns game because I think Browns and Ravens.
Yeah. Yep, next week. So I already told my job, man, listen, I'm gonna be sick. I ain't coming in. So
yeah, I already got this cough. It's gonna last 2 weeks.
I'll see you later, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely gonna go see that one, man. Lamar and Jaden, that's gonna be a hell of a day.
All right. Sweet. That should be a really good time, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's go ahead and let's kind of talk about maybe some of the guys that we're kind of done with and maybe what we're willing to sell them for, and maybe get some ideas to the audience. So,
okay.
is there any quarterbacks that you're kind of like iffy on, done with?
Well, I've always been iffy on this guy, and I'm not sure what his value is currently. But Trevor Lawrence, man, this is one of those guys. Yep. Trevor Lawrence, one of those guys. I don't want no parts of. The highest I can get for him, please send it to me, and I'm gonna send them to you. If a perfect example, my brother's a Jaguars fan, so I know him. If I had Trevor, he's going to be a little more blind to the facts than I am because that's his team. So I watched him. Perfect example. This is right before the season started. Now, this is before they look is the way they look. But right before the season started, he traded Geno Smith, a 26 first and a 25 second to get Trevor Lawrence, and he got it. And that looked kind of low, I guess, in a sense, if you think about the 26 first. It wasn't even a 25 first. But I guess the guy was so over Trevor before the season started, and he had A-Rich, Tua, and, you know, he was kind of okay at quarterback. And now when you look back at that trade, man, Geno is balling out his mind every single week, and Trevor is just, you know, every week coming down. So one of those guys I would have to say at the top of my list to get rid of is definitely Trevor Lawrence, bro, to me.
Yeah, I've been saying that the last couple of weeks on America's Game here about Trevor Lawrence. I'm kind of just done with him.
Yeah.
And it seems like the keep trade cut community is the same way. He's at quarterback 19.
Mm.
They have McCarthy above him, and McCarthy's out for a year.
He's not even playing.
Baker's moved ahead of him, which I agree with. Jared Goff's ahead of him, which I agree with. Darnold's a spot behind him. Fields is behind him. Penix. Like, I'd rather have Darnold, Fields, and Penix. Maybe not Darnold, but Fields and Penix I'd rather have.
But I'm going to say this, though. The only reason why I think they're behind him is because of the contract. If Fields gets a 3-year deal and Sam Darnold get a 3-4-year deal, I think they'll – I said that this morning with Maddie, that Geno, to me, is only value low because we don't know if they're going to re-sign him. If they had a contract for him coming into the season, 4 years, blah, 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 Jared Goff moved up because we knew, okay, he got safety. Tua – people were scared of Tua because of the injuries and didn't know what was going to happen. But once he got the deal, cool. We can value him as such because we know he's not going nowhere. But when you look at Trevor, he got the contract. and Fields and Sam Darnold don't. But once they sign a dotted line, bro, and get an extension and say, hey, this is our guy for the next 3-4 years, I think Trevor going to keep falling, man, because now we got job security with these other guys. So
Tua is actually quarterback 24. Do you have enough faith in Tua and the concussion stuff to go and send your Lawrence for Tua?
Bro, listen, if you can send that, please send it to me. I will gladly smash that trade, man. After looking at the Miami Dolphins for the last 2 weeks, they clearly are praying that Tua comes back and save them, man. They need Tua bad. They already paid him. And I honestly think, man, like I said to Mike before, I understand the injuries and the concussion thing, but as a 23, 24, 25-year-old, nobody listened to no doctors. Nobody listened to your parents. You wanted to do whatever you wanted to do. And I'm not saying concussions aren't dead serious, because they really are. But as a young competitor at 25, bro, making $200 million and wanting to be the best at my job and my dream job, I have that. I'm not retiring because of no concussions, bro. Like, you had to carry me off that field at some point before I retire. So I don't think Tua was going to retire. I believe he's 100% coming back. And maybe he can be the one to start wearing that mushroom helmet every week and, you know, make people believe that it works, because he got to do something to protect himself. But right. I believe Tua ain't going nowhere, no matter how much he gets hurt. And I would gladly give up Trevor Lawrence for Tua, straight up. I don't care about no extras, no picks, no nothing. Straight up, I take it.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one. I think I would probably do the same, try and grab some Tua there.
Yeah, man, for sure.
I think the one that I made a couple weeks ago, and I still like it. I mean, I got Penix and a couple other pieces. I'm fine grabbing some Penix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe his time is coming soon, man. Kirk look a little washed up, man.
Yeah, I mean, and they obviously want to get their first-round pick on the field at some point, so.
Definitely.
Let's take a look at some other guys. So, one, I'm not selling this guy personally, but he has fallen down the ranks quite a bit at quarterback 13 now, and that's Anthony Richardson. What do you feel about Anthony Richardson? I mean, I still want to get him. I still believe in him. I just think right now, maybe just a couple rough patches here. Like, he still has, like, barely started any games in his career of college and now. So, I mean, he's still going through some growing pains.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Yeah, I feel like we forgot that this dude missed a whole season last year. So, this is almost like his rookie season, you know? He's in a game that's getting better, faster, stronger on both sides of the field, and he's playing other guys that are getting better. So when he goes out there and he looks like a rookie, we kind of looking at him as, man, you already been in the league. You should know this. But he's technically like a rookie, man, in a sense. So the thing I do like, though, is that Joe Flacco is there. And I think if anybody you can learn from, is Joe Flacco, bro. The way Joe Flacco looked when he came in that game and the way Joe Flacco looked in Cleveland last year, if I'm A. Rich, I'm going to this man, get his number, address, everything he has, and I need to holler at Joe Flacco on a daily basis just to get the basics of the game. So I believe he got the right coaching staff for that, and he got the right guy behind him on the roster to kind of show him. So I like A. Rich, man, and if he's dropping that far, please sell him to me. I'll gladly take him. So
yeah,
this is the time you buy a guy like him, because coming into the season, you couldn't buy A. Rich. So this is the time if you want him.
I'm curious if you could get could you send your Baker Mayfield and something to get Anthony Richardson, something like that,
to the right person? I believe so, man. And look, I'm trying to get Lamar Jackson for Baker in a first right now. Dude ain't biting, but I'm trying, man. So Baker is hot right now, man. And I love Baker, but I feel like to upgrade to these Konami Code quarterbacks that we love, A. Rich at some point, man, is definitely going to click. And once it start clicking, you're not going to hit the end of it. So if you can move on from a guy like Baker, I know it's going to be hard to do with Baker doing what he's doing right now, man. He looks really good. But what about a Joe Burrow? Would you do that for Joe Burrow? Because I think Burrow is right now ranked higher. I think he was lower.
Yeah, Burrow's at quarterback 9, so he's definitely higher. The couple guys they have ahead of Richardson now are Herbert, Brock Purdy, Caleb Williams.
Man, give me, I don't know about Caleb. I think I'm gonna still hold on to Caleb. I'm praying for an OC change and get some offense. But outside of Caleb, bro, I'm okay with A. Rich over all those guys, man. Herbert and I mean, yeah. I know how me and Mike are with Purdy sometime, but Justin Herbert, bro, might not throw over 250 yards this whole season, man. To be honest with you. And he's definitely not going to run over 100 yards. So I don't see how fantasy point-wise he's even going to be close to A-Rich once he's 100% healthy.
Yeah, so, no, I agree with that 100%. I'd rather have Richardson over Herbert. I'd rather have Richardson over a lot of these guys. I'd rather have him over Purdy and Caleb and all that too. So
Definitely. So me personally, A-Rich is a buy now, so I would buy him now. And for those guys to be listed in front of him, it's no question I would do those straight up. And to think that you can get A-Rich and a plus for one of those guys might be crazy. So, hey, if you want to go buy A-Rich, this is your time, man. The hip pointer, he's day-to-day right now, I believe. But just the time, better than any other time. So,
yeah, I think I would take the chance on that.
100%.
Any other quarterbacks that you're kind of like iffy on or
We didn't mention him, Justin Herbert, man. And I didn't know he was even ranked higher than A-Rich right now currently on KCT. So KTC. So if you can get again A-Rich for Justin Herbert, man, please. I mean, I might sound a little biased, bro, but I would take Dak Prescott right now, knowing that he just got an extension over Justin Herbert, man.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the offense, it's not clicking as much as you want it to. But we all know, man, last year Dallas offense started off slow for 5 weeks and CeeDee Lamb ended up as receiver one. So I don't think that, especially as bad as that defense looked, I don't think there's no way Dak Prescott doesn't start having these 400-yard games every single week just to keep up with the opponents that we playing. So you might get a plus. I mean, if you downgrade down tier from Herbert to Dak, somebody might throw you a plus for that. So,
yeah, I think that kind of ship has sailed. Maybe last year you could have did that.
Yeah, you're right.
But
I mean, it's a lot of Cowboys haters, man. People hate Dak and the Cowboys, man. So sometimes you got to use that against them too, you know? Because I know in a lot of drafts that I do, I always knew. That's why I hate me that CeeDee Lamb was ranked so high, because I was stealing them in drafts last year because he was a Cowboy and everybody thought, oh, I need Chase, I need Jefferson. Good, go get them, because I know nobody want the Cowboys. So I think Dak falls a lot, not because he's not good. He's just a Cowboy, and people don't like that. So,
right,
you know, sometimes you got to use that against people too, man. You know, this is America's team. We on America's game, baby. So you got to love the boys, man, you know?
Yeah. How about let's go over to running back now. There's definitely some interesting ones here at running back
that
I'm seeing already. Definitely. Like Jonathan Brooks is still holding at RB11.
That's crazy, man.
I mean, Kamara's boosted up. That dude was like in the 30s, 40s. Now he's at 14. How about this one? Bucky Irving is RB19.
Crazy. And I think we and Mike looked at this Friday. He over a lot of names that I was like, what? Like
Mixon, Mason, Dobbins, Charlotte. Yeah,
Jordan Mason was the name. Bro, Jordan Mason is clearly a RB1 every single week. There's no way I'm putting Bucky Irving over Jordan Mason, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree with you.
The offense alone would make me say the 49ers. I don't care if CMC come back or not. Jordan Mason is still someone that we should be respecting at this point. So,
yeah, I think the hype on Bucky Irving's a little too high. If somebody in your league is believing that, I'd throw him up on the trade block and see what kind of offers come in.
100%. 100% on that, man. You got to put some respect on Jordan Mason's name right now. And Bucky Irving is definitely not better than Jordan Mason.
Yeah. Trying to look, see some other running backs here. Like, let's go with Travis Etienne. He's a guy that's kind of been in and out of the lineup. Bigsby's getting, I mean, I think Bigsby has led the team in rushing 2 out of the 4 games so far.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on Travis Etienne?
Man, if your name isn't Brian Thomas Jr., I don't want nothing to do with you in Jacksonville, man. The Hurricanes come through on the South and kind of, you know, wash things up. And right now, I think it's a hurricane in Jacksonville in that stadium, in that locker room, man, because nothing is working. Nothing is still standing right. And everything is all over the place over there. So it's an 0-4 start. They're usually down in most games. So I don't even see how they can really run the ball and establish a run game when they lose in every game. So I'm totally cool on ETN. I think your sale window was before the season, because now it just doesn't look like you're going to get back what you thought. But I'm now looking to buy or sell on ETN. I mean, I'm looking to buy ETN at all, bro. I'm willing to down tier. And, hey, I'm cool with taking Derrick Henry straight up, man, if you could at this point. I know people hate 30-year-old running backs. I would gladly take the king over ETN, man.
I'm still worried a little bit about Henry. I mean, yeah, he's had a great, you know, scored a touchdown in every game. I get it. And I talked about a couple weeks ago, I would trade him straight up for Jordan Mason. Yeah, I mean, probably a little bit of a hot take at this point.
As a guy that's, you know, of age.
He just looks slow. The offensive line is still dog shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I just think Derrick Henry built a little different, though. He, man, the dude is in it. I watch his videos, bro. He's in the locker room lifting up grown men and just like with one hand, I get it that all that looks good on camera till we get on the field, but I think the king, man, the Baltimore Ravens offense to me is what he is. Like, that's why nobody else can do anything. Mark Andrews ain't catching nothing. It's just,
I don't mind that. If you just think about it, like ETN for Henry or something like that, like ETN is a younger back, but he is coming up on that second contract here shortly.
Definitely.
And we don't want, you know, we try not to get these second contract running backs. Like, why not get out on him now before all that hoopla starts where he's holding out and all that kind of shit for money? So maybe that's something you could try for. Like, maybe not for Derrick Henry just because he's older, but like,
yeah. What about B Rob, man? Brian Robinson, man.
What I was going to say. Brian Robinson. Yeah, can I get David Montgomery? You know, can I get one of those guys?
Yeah,
for him. So maybe that's something to.
We would have never thought that before the season, right? I have no Brian Robinson shares whatsoever. I thought ETN was really, Eckler was really going to come there and disrupt the passing game, at least the receiving game. And he kind of did when he was healthy, but it looks like to me, man, at one point the running backs were the only ones catching the ball. Like, you know, they weren't even throwing the ball to McLaurin or nothing. So I think B-Rob, man, in this Alfred Morris RG3 looking role is look beautiful, man. And I love what B-Rob has been doing. So shout out to Maddie, man, for keep bringing his name up the whole summer, because I was like, man, good luck with him. But he proved me wrong.
Okay. So, yeah, there's definitely some interesting ideas there for ETN. I think he's somebody you can tier down to and get some pluses back with it. I mean – you know, if you tier down from Montgomery to Montgomery or Brian Robinson, you could probably get a second back or
at the minimum a third, bro. Minimum a third.
Yeah, minimum a third. So yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I like that.
We talked about Derrick Henry there a little bit. What do you think about Kamara? Do you think he can hold up doing what he's doing all year?
Yeah, and the reason why I like Kamara, bro, I realized after week one, I said, man, you know what? This dude, he just plays the games different. Like, he's not one of those guys that gets hurt a lot because he don't run in the middle and try to run you over. He's just so fast and quick and elusive that, yeah, he runs in the middle. He plays running back. But he has so many other ways of being productive without running through the big men in the front and getting banged up. So his game is always being elusive and being active. So I think he can dodge some bullets, man, when it comes to these injuries for the next couple of years. I know he's probably like 28, 29 right now. But he's not your average 29-year-old at all at running back. So I don't mind Kamara. And I thought it was going to be a dead year, man. I thought his offense was going to be trash and Derek Carr and them was going to be a waste of time. But looked like Kamara, he really hit a play. And it's a contract year. So if you're ever going to bet on him, now is the time. You know, he definitely want to get paid. And he probably going to go to a new team in 2025. So, yeah, man, I like Kamara.
Okay. Another one I'm just starting to get sour on is Ramondre Stevenson. And I didn't really like him too much coming into the year with how bad that offensive line is. And it's going to continue to be bad all year. Mm-hmm. He's had a fumble in every single game this year.
Wow. Like, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's probably another guy I'm okay getting out on right now.
If you think about it, though, last year Zeke got a lot of running because Ramondre was fumbling last year, too, though. I think I remember that. Zeke right. was starting to take over that backfield at some point. And that's why I was surprised that he got an extension. Cause I remember when pretty much Zeke came in, man, was taking the job from Stevenson on a weekly basis. And I was like, man, I thought Stevenson was souring out, but
right.
I felt like his volume this year was just going to be enough to carry him over because they don't have the best passing game and they would play defense, stay competitive and just run the ball. And when you saw them play Cincinnati, that's what they did. You know, they ran the ball. They played the Jets on Thursday night and ran the ball 20 times. So it's just hard in today's game of fantasy, though, bro. Nobody plays standard leagues. If you're just going to run the ball 20 times and give me 80 yards, if you don't score a touchdown, it's a wasted game, you know? So that's the worst part about it being, you know, you just being a guy like Stevenson in an offense that doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? If Stevenson was with a team that scores 35 points a week, his value could be up there because look at Dave Montgomery. Dave Montgomery don't catch a lot of passes, but we know he can get on the goal line. He can score. He got Gibbs to kind of, you know, back and forth with him. But Stevenson and his offense is just, we just waiting for an injury to come because they're going to run him in the ground until he can't run no more. So, yeah, I think I soured out on Stevenson too, bro. I wasn't in the beginning, but it ain't looking good, man.
Yeah, I think one that I'm starting to get a little nervous on, and that's a guy that I talked a lot about this offseason too, is Najee. He's kind of in the same boat as, or no, he did get his he got his fifth year option declined, so he is so he's gonna be a free agent at the end of the year, and like he looks a little slow, kind of like Derrick Henry ish, but just not as.
Man, that's because Arthur Smith, bro. Cordell Patterson, get him out of here, man.
Patterson, yeah, hurt his ankle this week.
I know.
Jalen Warren's been hurt.
He's been
But Najee's not. Yeah, he's not, you know.
I feel like Cordell is, you know, as a running back, bro, it's almost like how Derrick Henry. A lot of people forget Derrick Henry needs 20 rushes to get going. Like, you need to get those reps to kind of get the train. I hear the train in your background a little bit. Get the engine. You know what I'm saying? You need the track. So I feel like Najee needs that sometime, and he don't get it because then they put Cordell in and throw the rhythm off. But Maddie said something this morning, and he said this is a Najee game. He's playing the Dallas Cowboys Sunday night. Dallas has one of the worst rushing defenses in the league.
Yeah.
If Najee didn't break out at the 100 yards this week, he's done. I don't trust him no more the rest of the season, bro. So.
Yeah, if Warren is out and Patterson
and Cordell, and they playing the worst defense, run defense almost in the league, bro, it's no reason Najee shouldn't have 20 carries and 100 yards this week for sure, man. I'm with you on Najee, man.
Yep. All right. Let's go over to the wide receivers, though.
Oh, man, it's too many of them to talk about. Yeah, it's a million of them, bro.
I'd say my number one right now that I'm just kind of I'm done on is Amari Cooper. Not that I don't like Amari Cooper as a player. It's just the whole offense. The offensive line's terrible. Watson doesn't have time to throw the ball. Cooper just isn't getting the ball like he should. Like, he had a nice long touchdown this week that was called back on a holding, of course. I think there's an opportunity here to where Kansas City comes a calling for Cooper.
I was just about to ask you that. So you still willing to take that chance? Let's just say somebody hit you up about Amari Cooper today, and you thinking how you thinking that he could go to the Chiefs. You would still trade him today, or would you try to wait?
I guess it depends on what I get, but like, he's not worth a first. He's probably worth at least a second. So
definitely.
So I mean, it just depends, I guess. Like, if I can take that risk that he doesn't go there, because now, you know, I just saw a thing about Davante Adams. Maybe he's another one who gets traded that the Raiders have actually made some calls.
Yeah, but I think it'd be over the Raiders' dead body if they allow Adams to go to the Chiefs, though, bro. I don't see that one happening at all.
But that could go to the Jets. Like, he's been wanting to go to the Jets, so.
Yeah, and I just spoke this a little right before we had started the show. I had tweeted earlier, bro, the NBA is not the NFL. And I know one thing I learned, when these players say, I want to go here, teams get petty, man. And they might trade Adams, but I think the last place they're going to send them is the Jets. And if they do, the Jets are going to have to pay an extra price just because, guess what, we want to be petty. And if he wants to go there, okay, he can come, but you're going to pay up. Anybody else, they might not pay that, but the Jets – you know, he, if he wants to lead this team to come to Aaron Rodgers, we're going to make y'all pay an Aaron Rodgers price. Because we, why not? You know, we don't want to help y'all out. Yeah, so, you know, right. So I think it's going to be, it's going to be an ugly, petty, messy situation. But as far as Coop go, bro, I'm a buyer of Coop, man. I feel like Coop is so good and his game flows with the current NFL that I believe even after this year, he got a one-year deal. After this year, he's a free agent. So
right.
Whether he stays with Cleveland and he hits my flex every once in a while, if at 2025 he goes to a team that he can really take off with, I'm willing to take the chance of buying Coop and just praying that he gives me some solid flex position weeks, but 2025 get back to that receiver 224-22 range where, you know, every week he's in my receiver 2, receiver 3 spot. So I'm willing to buy for a second on Coop, man, honestly.
Okay. How about any receivers that you want to bring up? Anyone you're looking to trade or get rid of?
Well, it seems like we just getting rid of everybody. I don't know if we doing any buys or anything, but
sure, we can talk buys.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna say my biggest buy right now, I believe it might be a little too late to get the lowest price, but maybe someone that hasn't paid attention too much and still don't recognize is Chris Godwin, man. Chris Godwin right now is balling out of his mind in the slot position where he should have been in the first place. And now that he's there, Baker Mayfield was on a tear. Godwin's on a contract year. And whether he stays in Tampa or goes somewhere else, man, I think whatever coach has him is going to look and say, okay, this is where you were your most productive in the slot, and we shouldn't change that. We're going to bring you in to be exactly what you were when we wanted you. So I think Chris Godwin is a sneaky buy, man. I passed on him a lot in drafts because last year, you know, Mike Evans pretty much took over that whole receiver room, and we didn't speak of Godwin too highly last year, so I kind of forgot about him. But after 4 weeks, man, Chris Godwin, I believe, is like top 5 in around fantasy points, if not top 6, I believe. So I would go get Chris Godwin, man, for anybody that doesn't believe that's a real stat line and they just like, oh, it's going to happen. You know, he's going to sour out at some point.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some tear down opportunities. Like, would you do Jaylen Waddle and tear down to Godwin?
Oh, 100%, bro. The scarcity of Tua, and I'm a Waddle guy, man, but the scarcity of Tua and his health and I don't know, man. I don't know how long the coach got in Miami, man. He ain't looking like he got that seat getting hotter and hotter by the week, man. So yeah. I'm not sure the future of the Miami Dolphins and what's going on in there. And I know right now Baker Mayfield is the hottest thing on the newspaper press. So I'm going to tear down if I could to Godwin. And also I just currently made a Godwin trade. Now I'm just looking at my thing. Mm-hmm. And I actually teared up. So I sent a 25-second. JSN and Tajay Spears for Chris Godwin.
Okay, because that was another one I was going to ask was JSN. And actually, JSN is wide receiver 21 and Godwin's wide receiver 30 on Keep Trade Cut. So JSN's rated above.
And I felt like I tiered down and paid more, but I felt like I bought it at a price where they couldn't say, I don't know. Take the second. I got 2 firsts and 2 seconds. Take the second. I'm the number one team in the league. Give me Godwin. The JSN data thing is going from here to every week, man. It's either 8 points or it's 18 or it's 3 or it's 27. Like, JSN is so unpredictable, and it's not him. I like JSN, the player, but I just like what Chris Godwin is doing, man, and I know he's seasoned enough to give me what I need on a contract year and playing out of the best position where he's supposed to be in the slot. So I gave up JSN in a second for Godwin. So
and you I'm said cool. Spears too, right?
Yeah, and Spears. Yeah. I honestly gave up Spears because he had Pollard and I got Bijan Gibbs and Hall. So I was like, yeah, just take Spears, bro. I'm okay with it. You know, so
I actually, you know, kind of like that deal just because like JSN and Spears fit that mold of like, yeah, they'll hit my lineup once in a while, but they're really inconsistent. Like, what are they going to do, hit your lineup, like, maybe once or twice a month?
Exactly. So, and it's a lineup league. It's not even a best ball. So
okay.
I know for a fact I'm starting Godwin. He has to figure out when he wants to start JSN. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
right.
That's why I made the trade. So
I think I like that trade for you. That's a good trade.
Yeah, just to kind of give you an example of the value I felt for Godwin.
Okay. Let's see. Anybody else on this list?
Hey, George Pickens look like getting better each week, man. I know he ain't the hottest. Guy to talk about, but George Pickens, man, look good, man, with Fields. Look like they got something going on, man. You know, I like his value as where it's going right now.
I think Cooper and Adams are kind of in the same territory for me. Like, I'm just kind of, if I can get rid of them, I'll get rid of them and see what I can get.
I feel you.
Anybody else?
Well, after this week, man, I'm going to see how you feel about this, man. He was dead in the water to us for a while, E. So I'm going to see how you feel about this Terry McLaurin thing, man. You know, J-Day, man, he's the hottest thing on the press, the number one quarterback. Everybody love him. And for some reason, he was the number one quarterback without even throwing the ball to his receivers. Now, 2 weeks straight, Terry McLaurin, man, has stepped up, caught two big passes and touchdowns and all the types of stuff. So where we at with Terry McLaurin in today's game? Because I got to tell you, after week two, we didn't want no parts of him. So seemed like now
I'm buying if anybody's selling on him. Like, he is definitely Washington's best receiver.
Oh, yeah.
Jaden's only getting better and better every single week. Like, it's only a matter of time before him and Terry start hooking up, you know, week after week. So, yeah, definitely. McLaurin is definitely somebody I'd like to buy. Like, you know, I don't think this is happening, but if I could get off Cooper or Adams to get McLaurin, easily we'd be doing that.
What you think about DJ Moore for Terry?
I think I still like DJ Moore.
Okay. Only reason why I ask that is because, of course, you got Caleb versus Jaden, and the offense seems to be a little more better in Washington right now. But DJ still has Rome and Keenan Allen, and Terry is pretty much an island on his own. So I feel like that was a – I know DJ is ranked higher, and as he should be, but I don't know, man. That number could shrink a little bit if Terry goes out there and does what he's been doing for the last 2 weeks, and DJ is giving us a, you know – mid game like he's been on a week to week basis. I like DJ Moore better, but I just think that the offense and, like I said, Terry is the 101 on his team, and nobody else we can even contribute to say, hey, I'm starting him over Terry. But in Chicago, man, Rome could take that job, bro, by week 10. You know, he could be the number one. So that's my biggest fear with DJ right now currently.
Couple other like younger guys I wanted to bring up. So I don't know if you got to see him play much this week, but Dalton. I like him with Andy Dalton. I didn't like him with Bryce Young, but with Andy Dalton, a veteran guy who knows how to, you know, get the ball there. I think with Thielen being out too, really opens it up for Leggett, and he proved this week, like, you know, they're going to try and get him the ball. He's their first round pick. They want to be right on that pick. So, look at somebody that I would try. I'd like to try and get, but the shit might have left the.
About to say, man, you probably do that when Bryce Young was starting, man. It's kind of tough,
right?
You know, I mean, not that you knew it would change, but it's like once the hype get on and everything else start going around, it's hard to buy those young guys, man.
And then the last one I wanted to bring up, what do you think about Quentin Johnston so far?
It's funny because I was going to bring it up earlier when we were talking about running backs, but I didn't. But, you know, Mike and Cooper made that J.K. Dobbins and Quentin Johnston trade they showed on the trade show. I was going to ask you what you thought about that trade on the J.K. side. But now that we're talking about QJ.
I'd rather have QJ for sure.
Okay. All right. Me, I'm a little biased. I like J.K. because that's my dude, but I just feel like, man, QJ went on a tear of getting the touchdowns 2 weeks in a row, and it looked good. But, man, do I not trust him to do that, like, maybe never again. Like, I don't even trust his quarterback to throw the ball more than 200 yards on a weekly basis. So I don't see how I can trust him to give me 60 and 5 catches on a weekly basis. So
I think against, like, a shittier defense, I like him. But, like, when he plays, like, at Denver or, this week they played Kansas City, he kind of got shut down. Like, these better defenses, I don't know if I trust him yet, but, you know, against, like, shittier defenses, like when he played Carolina, he scored 2 touchdowns, I like that a little bit better for sure.
And the only thing I will say is about those touchdowns, bro, I was watching them live, he was wide open on like one of them. Yeah. Like nobody was there. You know what I'm saying? So it was a broken play. If you're not watching the game, you're like, oh man, QJ got two touchdowns. Yeah, one of them, he pretty much just walked in. But no knock on him. He did his job. But I just feel like, man, I don't hate like knocking him and saying that, oh, he's never going to be good. I just thought when he scored those two touchdowns, man, the craze of QJ is back. He's finally here. It was just like, to me, like, I don't know, man. I think he's still the same guy. He just had a better opportunity now with what's going on. But out of that situation with, like, you know, the JK and the QJ thing, if you need a running back, I wouldn't mind Dobbins, because running backs these days are so hard to get and trust. And I know the offense is run heavy anyway, so I would take the running back in this situation. But QJ to me, man, is one of those best ball 100% guys. I don't want him on no lineups if I can, you know, not have him. But best ball, he can show up in your flex at some point, man, a couple of times more this season. So I don't mind QJ, man. He's not a guy that I'm looking to buy or sell, but if I have him, I don't mind holding him either.
Okay. Any other receivers that you want to talk about before we go over to the dreaded tight end position?
I was about to say, man, if you really don't want to go over there, we can stay here. But I bring up one more, and I'm going to get a little higher. So that, because, you know, we were talking about some guys that is low and pretty much a little easier to sell, I want to say. But let's talk about Garrett Wilson, man. What you think about Garrett Wilson, man? I feel like right now, for where we thought he would be ranked in dynasty and where he would be offensively as a whole, he is nowhere near any of that. And I believe a lot of it's Aaron Rodgers' fault. And that's why Devonta Adams wants to go, because he knows Aaron Rodgers, man, he will find a way to love his guys. Lazard is his guy. Nothing to do with Garrett, but if Randall Cobb was there, he might have more production than Garrett Wilson, bro. That's just how Aaron Rodgers is, man. He loved his guys, and Garrett didn't grow up in that era, man. So, unfortunately, I think that's why he's suffering. But it's nothing to do with the player. I just think it's Aaron Rodgers. So, what's your take on Garrett Wilson and his value? Because I'm buying everywhere if I can, because I think nobody can trust him no more, for real.
Yeah, I mean, I still really, really like Garrett Wilson. I want to say, I mean, a lot of it has to do with the shitty quarterbacks that he's had all up through his career. But, like, these tough corners, man, they get the best of them every time, it seems like.
Yeah.
Like, if he goes against a shitty corner, okay, he can cook them.
But sometimes,
Patrick Surtain,
if you read the body language, though, bro, I as a quarterback, man, Aaron Rodgers should know this, man. Garrett Wilson is going against the best corner. And a lot of times when he talks to him, it don't look like he trusts him. Like, he don't give him that sense of, don't worry about it, next play, I got you. He just, like, go here, you supposed to go there. Like, you know what I'm saying? He never looked like he give him the benefit of the doubt on a weekly basis. So, I don't know what it is. It's connection off. And like you say, he playing the best corners every week. But his ways around playing the best corner, man. Draw him up. Get some OC, you know, get some play calling, man. Get your best play of the ball, bro. I don't never understand when these coaches don't understand that part of the game. And Garrett Wilson, man, should be what Nico Collins is for his team, bro. Garrett Wilson should be leading their team in every receiving metric there is. So,
yeah, no, I agree with that.
But as far as fantasy value, I'm definitely buying, man. If people soured out on him, now's your time. I'm buying, man. So sell him to me. I'm with it.
Okay. Yeah, that could be definitely somebody you can go look at. So I agree with that.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Yeah.
It's time to go in the trash can now. Time to dig in the dumpster.
So there's definitely a couple here that we can go with, but I'm gonna start it off with your guy.
Oh no,
Kyle Pitts.
Don't make me do it, man. Please. I knew you was gonna do that to me, man.
Talk to me about Kyle Pitts after his fucking goose egg.
Hey, man, listen, bro. And this is the thing I hate. I don't think it's the player, man. It's just the opportunity and the situations and these crazy coaches, bro. When your head coach tells you stats are for losers, I mean, me and Maddie spoke on this morning, bro. Stats are for winning games. You win games by putting up stats. So for you to say stats are for losers doesn't even make any sense. And Kyle Pitts, man, I know that you weren't there when they drafted him, Raheem, but bro, he was a number four, number three overall pick at tight end. That doesn't happen. He goes out there, the freak of nature coming out of the out of college, you know, this athlete that literally could have went to any team and been the number one target or number one player. And you have him plus London plus Bijan, and nobody's doing nothing on a weekly basis. It's just crazy, man. So I don't really think it's Kyle Pitts. You got Ray McCloud out here looking better than Kyle Pitts, bro. And he's the number three receiver on his team. So I don't know what to say about Pitts, E. I don't even know if I want to buy him right now. And I wouldn't want to get my dog in. I got him in every league, but like two. And Mike tried to charge me Dak Prescott for him. And I'm like, come on, Mike, man. Not for Pitts, bro. Like that. What kind of sense would that make for me? But I don't know, man. It's not looking good at all. It's really looking sad, man. And free Kyle Pitts, bro. I don't know, man. I will say this. I won't be staying on none of my feeds and my timelines and no shows that Pitts is top three and all this no more, man. That's over for me, man. So unfortunately, yeah. My heart is broken, man.
Would you be willing to tear down off of him to go to Freiermuth, Tucker Kraft?
Honestly, you're asking the wrong person. I'm going to say no, man. And the reason why I'm going to say no is because I still believe in the player. I just don't believe in the situation. And I like Pat Freiermuth, but I feel like Jake Ferguson to me, man, can weekly put up, you know, tight end one numbers because he's with the Dallas Cowboys. And we know Dak Prescott loves his tight ends. Now, what Ferguson is going to do when he leaves Dallas, who knows? You know, Dalton Schultz was a top guy when he was in Dallas, same with Ferguson. So I don't know if Freiermuth is going to do it for me though, man. I think if I got to get Freiermuth for Pitts, bro, I'm going to just pray that Michael Penix gets in the game and he trusts that Kyle Pitts is his favorite target because he's a young guy, and take the chance that Penix and Pitts got a connection, bro. So
okay. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tear down from Pitts because he's at the bottom, like, of the guys who actually matter.
Yep.
And then, like, you go down to the next tier, it's like a bunch of, like, you're getting 4 for 25 every week. Yeah. So it's like you're getting the same thing Pitts has given you. So it's not like you're getting, like, a super upside guy.
And the problem with tight end, the difference between the number 5 tight end and the number 10 tight end is, like,
yeah, like a half a point.
Yeah, so it's like, I might as well just suffer with Pitts and pray on the good.
Right, that's kind of what I've been thinking, unless I get a really good offer.
Yeah, you got to.
But, like, really I'd be good. Fine, like, if you like Tucker Kraft, if you like, you know, Freiermuth, like, and get a second-round pick on top of it, like, okay, I'm okay tearing now.
But that second would definitely have to be thrown in. It couldn't be, man, Pitts ain't doing nothing, and Freiermuth look better, like, no, I'm not doing that, bro.
They're both doing the same thing.
Right, so. I'm going to stay where I'm at, bro. So you saying a second, that might open, you know, raise my eyebrows a little bit, but I'm not going to tear down from a guy that I know athletically is one of the best tight ends for some guys that going to do the same exact thing.
I think another thing you could try, too, with, like, these guys is go try and get Hockenson now before he comes back.
Yeah, I tried to draft them all when I could, doing the drafts late as I could. So I'm with you, man. Hawk, the way Sam Darnold looked, man, hey, everybody thought that, oh, man, we don't know what Hawk going to be with this offense. But we see Jalen Naylor out here scoring touchdowns every week. Jordan Addison right. Come back and score two his first week back. So I don't see how Hockenson can't come back and be a top five tight end immediately. So I'm with you.
And then the other guy, the double ofer, Mark Andrews.
Man, bro. Listen, a lot of my takes are thrown in the trash, though. I'm not going to lie. I had Andrews coming through for me for tight end one and Pitts tight end 4 or 3. Don't listen to me, man, okay? Don't listen to me, man. But I don't know. I think it's just this Derrick Henry thing, man. I think that they're overdoing the Derrick Henry thing too much. Like, I think – because you look at Zay Flowers, he's not giving us anything. They hyped up Rashad Bateman all summer. Oh, Rashad, he looks so good. Man, he does nothing. Like, not that fans expected it, but I'm saying the coaches talked them up. Like, they really put trust in him. And when you look at that big game from Isaiah Likely, I think that was just because they played the Chiefs and they got scared because Derrick Henry didn't do anything that game. Since that game, they realized, okay, we need Henry a little more. I just think it's too early to be running the ball with Henry right now this much. Like, save that for December, man. Let that run game bruise people when it's cold outside. Right now, that game against Buffalo, bro, he had almost 200 yards. He was okay with 112. Like, they was going to beat that game. They had that game won after, like, the first quarter, bro. Buffalo was cooked after that game. So, if you can let Derrick Henry take a break, man, and just let Lamar get his targets off with some guys, man, do it. And Mark Andrews, bro, right now is, man, bro, it's so sad.
He's like tight end, like 77 or something, probably.
Bro, I don't think he had but one catch, right? He got like one catch.
Yeah, something crazy.
He didn't catch no balls against Dallas. He didn't catch no balls last week. So that's two games right there. I know for a fact he didn't catch anything.
Yeah, I think he has like three catches or something.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. It's not looking good. I just say this. If I got Andrews, I'm not selling him for anything that's not like a Jake Ferguson. I don't care if the production ain't there or not. I don't care. I mean, is people walking around selling Travis Kelce right now? I don't think so.
I've seen a couple.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, are they really like, man, this dude is done. I'm over it. Like, maybe
I've seen someone trade him for a third.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Well, then let me shut up then. But,
right.
I mean, now that Rice is gone, hey, maybe Kelce is back. But I just feel like, man, the passing game in Baltimore in general is not even just Andrews. Like, Zay Flowers is doing nothing. So
for Andrews, like, he's definitely falling. He's at tight end 16 now.
I believe it, bro.
Would you kind of do maybe those same deals I was talking for Freiermuth or Tucker Kraft, like Andrews for one of those guys in a second?
I say this, man. If Andrews is your only tight end and you're like 1-3, yeah, you know, you feel like, man, the season, I got to bounce back right now. Yeah, if you 4-0, 3-1, just wait, man. You winning with Andrews doing nothing for you, so why get rid of him and get a guy that you probably could be 5-6-0 with anyway, you know? So I feel like if it's desperate times, you got to do what you got to do. But if I'm 3-1, 4-0, and Andrews isn't producing for me, but I'm still winning by 40, 30 points on a weekly basis, man, I'm going to hold on to the guy, man. I've seen what he's done every year he's been in the league. And last year before he got hurt, he was like tight end 2 or tight end 1 as far as fantasy points go. So I'm going to hold on to the guy and just pray that whatever's going on, the storm will be, you know, washed away at some point. So
okay.
Yeah, I'm only down tearing if, like I said, if I'm losing. If I'm winning 4-0, right, why move him, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. See any other tight ends here?
Well, you just said Kelce went for a third, so we can't talk about him.
Right. Like Dalton Schultz, like we kind of seen this coming, like he's the fourth fiddle. Like, he's just a guy now.
Yep.
I really like buying Eric All from the Bengals.
Hey, I picked him up every single league I'm in, bro. Even the redraft leagues, I got this dude, man. I don't know why, but
this one's surprising. Tight end 32 is Tyler Conklin. He should be up about 10 spots from this.
Definitely.
So if people don't like Tyler Conklin, I'll pick him up.
Let's talk about one guy, man, because he gets talked about all the time, man. Brock Bowers. What's your temperature on him, man? I know he's hot right now, and he's getting that Sam Laporta treatment that we gave him last year. But as you can see,
he's tight end 1, and he's definitely in my top 3 tight ends. It'd be Bowers, McBride, Laporta in my top 3.
Okay.
Honestly, I'd probably put Bowers at number 1.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would too. And the reason why is because especially Adams don't want to be there now. Detroit has endless weapons to get a ball to. So Sammy got a lot of his production from touchdowns last year, but if you look at J-Mo is back, St. Brown, all these other targets are going around in Detroit. So if you get rid of Adams, man, hey, it's the Brock Bowers show every single week, no matter who the quarterback is. So
all right,
he got to be their tight end 1 right now.
Yeah, tight end is just such an ugly position again. Yeah, like we thought, like there's some names here. Like you literally go down to like tight end 16's Andrews, 15 Evan Engram, 14 Freiermuth. Like you can start these guys, but they're just so goddamn inconsistent. Like, like Bowers and McBride have like been the only two consistent players this year. And Ferguson when he has played. other than that, like, no one's been, like, consistent, man. Like, you get a spike week from Likely, and then he sucks.
I mean, think
Travis
about
Kelce hasn't done shit.
Kincaid, bro, we thought,
like, Kincaid's been terrible. Yeah.
We thought for sure when Diggs left, Kincaid show every week. And
Laporta's been awful, but I guess he's been dealing with injuries.
Yeah, man, but it's a shit show at that position right now, man. Kittle showed off last week, but it's like
he got hurt already.
Yeah, so it's like, man, every week, bro. I've always been the tight end matter guy. It's been my favorite saying, but I'm finally with the South Harmon understanding that tight ends don't matter, bro. I'm finally here. I've arrived.
I think we need to normalize bringing kickers back into fantasy.
Bro, we do. And honestly, I'm in two home leagues where we kept kickers and defenses because they just wanted to do it. And I'm okay with it because it's different look. But
yeah, I mean, the defenses would be a little hard because somebody can just hoard them all in a league. But, like, kickers, I'm all for adding kickers.
Bro, listen, at one point, I think before last week, Brandon Aubrey was like, I think numbers-wise,
a bunch of weeks.
Bro, numbers-wise, I think they said I saw some stat where he was like tight end one.
Yeah,
he had more points than tight ends, bro. So
yeah,
I mean,
he's a beast, man.
Kickers matter, man. And if you got a kicker that's scoring more than tight ends on a weekly basis, bro, I don't know how you obsolete that position, man. So
right, I agree.
Yeah, I'm with it, man. Let's bring that back, E. That's you know, me and you, we're going to bring that back to the people, man.
One more sneaky thing for owners to think about, especially on sleeper leagues. You might be able to do it on NFL if your league allows it. If you're doing these trades right now and you're a shitty team or whatever, 2027 first-round picks.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Oh, Arch Manning.
No.
Not Arch?
Nope.
I think Arch staying at 27 because that Manning.
I'll say, I believe you own both of these players in the Campus to Canton League with Michael.
Well, Jeremiah Smith, right? That's one.
And the one who stuck a dagger into George's heart this weekend.
And he had the what's his name?
Ryan Williams.
Yeah, I was just about to say he had the thing on his nose, the face mask. Yeah. How did I forget about Smith, bro? I'm bugging. I'm tripping.
That's the first year Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams can come into the NFL.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen. And it's so
stock
funny.
Stock up on those picks now.
Mike, listen. It's so funny. When we first started this thing, because I don't know what made me and Mike had this conversation, but I said something. And he was like, hey, man, I'm starting C2C. You want to just be my co-manager? I was like, bet. I said, I ain't never played it, but, you know, he was like, cool. You ain't got to do nothing, whatever. But literally, that was from the very first pick. So it's not like I missed anything. So
yeah, your guys' very first pick overall was Jeremiah.
Literally, he told me because I was trying to convince him. I was like, bro, I'm not sure, you know, when we do this or how this works, but let's make sure. I gave him like three players that I really wanted. And he was like, oh, man, those guys will be late, but I'm not going to miss out on this freak athlete, Jeremiah Smith, man. This guy's going to be a beast, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, Mike, man, I'm going to roll with you. And listen, man, shout out to my boy McNutty, man, because, yes, sir, that boy right there, man, is a mom. He had two one-hand catches last week, man, or was it the week before?
I think he had one last week against Michigan State, yeah.
Yeah, he had two, like, in one game, man, and them things, boy.
Yeah. And then that Ryan Williams play to just end Georgia.
Like, oh, yeah, man.
Jesus. That kid's caught a touchdown in every game this year. I think Smith has, too, I think.
Yeah. And then when you think about it, bro, Ohio State, man, LSU is just like the receiver factory, bro. This is what they do, man. I don't know what it is about it, but.
And Bama's put out a lot of good receivers, too. And
Bama, too, man.
You know, with the new coach, he had Rome and McMillan and Polk last year. So he's done some good things with some receivers, too. And so.
Yeah, nah, man. Listen, I mean, we got, you know, what was that? Waddle, Devonta Smith,
Yeah, Waddle, Smith.
Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper. Henry Ruggs. He was great.
Yeah, Henry Ruggs coming out,
Jerry Jeudy.
And all those guys was in the same locker room, man, at one point. Yeah, man, Bama kick him out, man. So it ain't no, you know, ain't no shortage of receivers coming out of those two schools, man. But I forgot all about that. So you're right, 2027. So what are you saying? People should be trying to get those, stack those up or what?
Yeah, I'm like just trying to get them – thrown into my trades. Like, even
and right now in 25, you can get that, or 24. We're not even in 25 yet. Yeah. So in 2024, that's not a bad, all it's not a hard deal to make, because people not even thinking that far ahead. So
no, they're not.
Hey, look, you got me. I'm about to get the cooking right now, man. I'm about to get the cooking. I appreciate that one. I forgot all about that, man. Woo.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
All right. We ready to do America's favorite game? We'll get on out of here.
Yes, sir. Let's get it, man.
All right. I don't know if I've asked you this one before, but we're going to do it anyways. What's your favorite jersey that you own?
That I own. Okay. That I own. Well, it's always going to be my Dez Bryant jerseys, but I'm trying to get those out of the conversation because everybody knows that my Dez Bryant jerseys.
Well, yeah, like, or even like, maybe not like your favorite player, but like you think it's like the coolest looking one.
Yeah. That's what I was just trying to get to. Because I have a lot of like movie jerseys. So like those, like.
Yeah, I have a Willie Beeman.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I got my Willie Beeman one. I got a lot of. Like even those hood movies, I'm real heavy on the hood sports movies. So I got like, I know I told Mike about the Six Man movie with Marlon Wayans. I got that.
Oh, yeah.
You got a
Jesus Shuttlesworth jersey?
I don't got a Jesus Shuttlesworth, but I have I actually got a No Limit basketball jersey. So the Master P No Limit basketball jersey. Now the one I've been trying to get though, is the Charlotte Hornets or Toronto Master P jersey. That's what I'm trying to get, bro. I'm trying to get that deep dive, you know, because he ain't played no game, but he played in the preseason. So if I can, I can get one of those, man, that's number one.
That'd
on my
be
list.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, those are on my list.
And if I did the Toronto one, I'd want with the red Raptor on the front. The
for
purple.
Sure, for sure. That Percy Miller jersey, bro. I gotta get that. And let me see, in my collection though, bro. I got so many that I be trying to stash for good times.
Yeah.
Damn, he done threw me off. Yeah,
like
one.
Back in high school and stuff, I was always the kid that was always wearing jerseys and shit around. So.
All the time, bro. All the time. Especially because that was the era, you know, big white tees and jerseys, man. You
put jersey on over that, bro. 100%. Yep.
Jeans that too big and don't fit, but we loved them. Like that was the style, man. So I'm with you. I ask you this, right? Because I'm gonna still give on my number one. Do you prefer basketball jerseys or football jerseys?
Football jerseys now. Yeah.
I don't like how basketball jerseys feel.
I've had a couple cool basketball ones. Like, I had it was a Penny Hardaway Magic one.
Okay.
Like, it was the blue jersey, and like it had like not imprints, but like it had the stars on it.
Stars. Yep. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that jersey.
That's the best one. Yeah, I don't like how basketball jerseys fit, man. They just like, it's like they make them smaller, or they make like certain size of it small, man. And I mean, help the chubby brothers out, man. I mean, god damn, bro, you got to be a ironing board to wear an NBA jersey these days. So I'm cool on those, man. Give me a football jersey, man. Number one is the one I need to get.
Well, breaking news real quick. Old Davante Adams has requested a trade.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's breaking news that he requested it, but we kind of figured it was going to, you know. So, especially, I think, on the Kay Adams show this morning, he said whatever happens next is whatever happens. So, he kind of already spoke it up this morning that he felt, you know, it happened. So, he can request all he wants, bro. I still believe the Raiders are going to say, hey, unless the Jets give us what we want, man, we're going to send you other places. Now,
right.
You know, I think he got the trade clause where he can go where he want, but I don't know, man. It's a sticky situation. But we knew it was coming. Nobody expected him to stay with the Raiders long. So I don't know, man. But I'm trying to get my question out before you kick me off, man. I'm just thinking about
you're good. I mean, I have a bunch too. Like
so many, man.
I think one of my favorites is I have the Saints gold jersey.
Okay.
With black letters. Reggie Bush.
I like that.
It's an all gold jersey. I like. I don't think they really wore them much, or even play with them.
Nope.
But man, that freaking jersey. I always loved wearing that one. That one was cool.
Yeah. No. That one is fire. And actually, those are my favorite. Like I used to have the all gold Rams jersey. The Marshall Faulk one. Yeah. I had the Marshall Faulk old gold one. But the thing about those older jerseys, bro, the sleeves are like this long. They come all the way down your elbow. Like the sleeves get all the way down your elbow, though, bro. So those throwback jerseys are real, man. But
yeah.
Now that I can't think about what my favorite jersey is, I got way too many. I'm gonna say my Dez Bryant jersey, man. You know, those are my pride, those are my pride and joys, man. I got my Baltimore one. I got my Dallas ones. I got my New Orleans Saints one. As a matter of fact, that's my number one, my Saints New Orleans jersey. And the reason why it's my number one, because in my interview, Dez told me he don't even have that jersey. So that got to be number one. You know what I'm saying? If I got the jersey that the dude that wore it don't even have no more, it's only right.
I don't even remember him being on the Saints.
Yeah, so remember, he went to the Saints, and his first practice, he tore his ACL. So he played for like 2 minutes. He wasn't even there. That's why he don't have a jersey. Yeah, he signed with them first practice towards ACL, and he was done.
Ugh.
Yeah. So
okay. I remember something like that now.
I understood why he don't have a jersey, but for me to have it, that's why I think last year when he met me, like, damn, this dude got this jersey. Like, this is crazy.
Okay, so that's a good one. How about, obviously that one's pretty obscure. What's like another like obscure jersey that you have like that? Mm-hmm. Or like a jersey that people would think you wouldn't have, you wouldn't know.
Well, I was gonna bring up my other one, man, is that he hate me jersey, bro. The one I wore last year, the one I wore last year to the expo, man. Listen, E, when I tell you I was with Corey Schumer, man, we was walking around. Everywhere I went, people stopped me, man, can I take a picture with you? But just turn around, I want to get the back of your jersey. Like, nobody cared about me, it was about the jersey. So
that's a good one.
I got a million people with pictures from there last year. That everywhere I went, man, people wanted pictures of me in this jersey. And I knew it was going to be a hit because how many people still have a Heat hating jersey, you know? So next year, me and Mike, we got some plans for jerseys at the expo. But every year, I got to come with a statement jersey. And I wore my Willie Beeman last year. And I had actually got a 3-6 Mafia Grizzlies jersey that I wore. So
nice.
The Bleacher Report had this, they got like this thing where they do city jerseys. So it's like NBA jerseys, but they do it according to like the best rappers or best singers and the city. So they had I think like the New York one, the Knicks is like a Dipset Cameron type Knicks jersey. And the Tennessee Memphis Grizzlies had the 3-6 Mafia jersey. So, you know, I'm always into those jerseys that I know I'm never going to see nobody else wear. And when I go, I want you to be like, dang, we got 30 jerseys, but nobody out here got this one. You know what I'm saying? So those are the ones I like breaking out, man. So
I'll give a couple of my obscure ones that I own. So I'm probably like maybe one of the only people that own this one. Do you remember Mike Doss played safety for the Buckeyes? He was like a team captain, like around the Claret days.
Now, that Claret. Now, if you would have had that Claret one. Woo,
I have a Claret Buckeye. Oh,
okay.
Jersey.
There we go. That was my man. Doss?
Mike Doss. He played for Ohio State. He was like their team captain safety on that national championship team. He went to the Colts. So I have his Colts jersey. So that one I really, really like. I think I've talked about this before on a show. Mm-hmm. Me and my buddy's a big Packers fan, so he would always talk about the Packers and stuff. So we'd always joke about Bubba Franks, the tight end, just because his name was fucking Bubba. So I have a Bubba Franks jersey, Packers jersey.
That's fire. That's fire.
And I would say one of the more obscure ones that I own that I actually really like. I don't wear it enough, but... have you ever seen the movie Miracle about the 1980 hockey team? It's a Disney movie.
I think I might have seen it but never watched it. You know how you watch something because it's on, but I don't think I ever watched it.
So I have one of the white USA hockey jerseys that they won when they beat the Soviets.
Okay.
I have the goalie's jersey, number 30, Jim Craig. So I have that jersey. That's a pretty cool jersey, too.
Oh, yeah. Nah, you got... Hey, man, listen, that's why you get to the expo, man. You got to bring a whole suitcase full of them, man. Bring them out for us, you know?
Shit, man. I used to have, like, at least 30, 40 jerseys.
Oh, yeah. I'm with
you. Okay, one more quick story.
Go ahead.
I know people don't want to hear this. So I had... So being a big Eagles fan when I was a kid, I had the Black Eagles Terrell Owens jersey. So when that came out, he came to the team, got to get his jersey, you know?
Yep.
That was huge. You know, and then after he left and all the bullshit, you know, this is like 05, you know, so I took like a year or two of just like people teasing me and talking shit about the Eagles and blah, blah, blah. So here comes my graduation party. And my friend says something that sets me off about it. I go upstairs. I grab this fucking T.O. jersey. I throw it in a wheelbarrow, pour a bunch of fucking gasoline on and fucking burn the motherfucker. Almost set everybody else on fire, too. Set myself on fire. But that didn't happen, thank God.
I met one person that actually burned a jersey, and it was a Saquon jersey recently. And like I told him, I said, bro, that ain't Saquon fault. Y'all didn't want to pay him. You mad at him. Like, mad at Saquon.
Owens, it was because Owens was being a little bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you had a reason to be mad at him. Yeah. To be mad at Saquon when the Giants never wanted to pay him for 3 years straight. I mean, you can't be mad at Saquon. So you're the second person that I actually know that actually burned a jersey.
I was very drunk at this point. So
I'm sure.
That's why.
Damn.
Oh man. That's all right. good memories, good times.
Nah, for sure, man. Listen, look, shout out to T.O. for coming to the right team, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my boy right there.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of Super Bowl rings to show for it. All right. That's gonna be it for this week, guys. Fizz, appreciate you jumping on this week with me, man. It was a lot of fun as usual.
Yes, sir. Always.
Make sure you guys every Friday check out Fizz on Fizzle Fridays on the South Harmon YouTube, doing live streams, usually Tim and Mike. I've come on there a few times. I'm sure you've had some other guests as well.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm going to need you soon, man. You're going to come through for me, man. So I'm going to holler at you soon, E. We'll be back.
Yeah. Yep. Just let me know and you got me.
That'll work.
But yeah, appreciate you guys doing that. Check that out at Eric Vanek NFL for me, at America's Game Pod, at South Harmon FF on YouTube, Twitter, all that good stuff. Fizz is at Fizzle Dallas, DOLLAS. Anything else you want to promote too? I know you're doing a couple other shows too.
Oh, yeah. I got the cook up in the morning with me and Cody Carpentier. He wasn't here this morning. He was out of town. So I had Maddie on. And that's Tuesday, 10 a.m. And any other show I'm on, I try to put it out there so people can join in. But man, I'm getting invites from people, and you know, I'm always networking with people. He hollering at people. Actually, I got an interview with this guy. What is his name? I'm pretty sure everybody knows who he is, for the most part. Dr. Kevin Murray. He got a show on YouTube. It looked like he interviews people for the most part. That's like his daily content. So he said he's going to interview me on the 15th of October coming up. So that's pretty much my next outside of South Harmon thing I got going on. But outside of that, man, you know, I try to stay active, stay busy. So I'm always around, man. When people needed me, I holler at you, boy, you know?
No, hell yeah, man. That's always a good thing to do. So yeah, check that out. Fizzle on Tuesdays and Fridays. The Tuesday, if you're at work, you got nothing to do, pop on YouTube there. You can listen to Fizz and Cody.
Doing no work anyway, so come listen to
right. So, all right, guys, that is it for this week. America's Game 62. We'll be back next week for America's Game episode 63. We'll see you.